To the Joel show, shall we?
Sure.
It's time for Dr. Love. Are we singing?
Oh, I don't know. I hadn't even thought about it. It's been so long, I forgot how. She's just staring at me. Like,
right, y'all are starting to piss me off.
Oh.
It's the Joel show, starring Joel.
It's Joel. It's the Joel show.
And he's got lots of great news.
Woohoo. Yay. Take it away, Joel.
Go, Joel.
Well, it's missing. Go.
Go, damn it. Go.
All that's missing is my sandwich.
Betray me, damn it.
I will not make anybody a sandwich.
Jeez.
That's the bottom line there. All right, so I understand, Joel, that the games industry is failing women.
Yeah, speaking of bitches, it won't make me a sandwich.
Oh, my God.
I'm not bitter!
Oh, okay.
Just give me a minute here.
He's down for the count.
Yep. I tried to get one of those in every
that
show.
That was a TKO. All right.
Man.
Dang.
Might I remind you that Derek's views are not necessarily my views towards the female section of our audience.
Yeah, but it actually is. We were talking about this before the show, and we're like, yeah, that bitch, go make me a sandwich.
Yeah.
Better have that beer open when you bring it.
Yeah.
And we were scratching and burping and, you know.
Like you do.
I deny all of that that is not recorded.
In fact, when the recording stops, I just cease to exist. All right, so the games industry is failing women, according to Darren Waters of the BBC News. Now, I don't know quite what to say about this, because it is somewhat true that there are different things appeal to different people, right? And games in general have appealed to men more than women. But it doesn't necessarily mean that women are being left out.
No. I'm wondering how you would make a game specifically for girls or women without it being completely insulting.
Well, and that's what this article says, to quote, they don't want pink games. They're not trying to play girly games where Paris Hilton and Britney Spears go shopping and put makeup on. Yeah, I think,
As rocking as that game would be.
Yeah. That would make me throw up.
So, to quote South Park, that game is called the stupid spoiled whore game. apparently, according to the article, most of the people who play The Sims are women. 70% are women under the age of 25.
I can believe that with The Sims and Sims 2 especially.
Yeah.
I used to play it a little bit.
Right.
Not a lot. You know, that little portion of girl parts in me just took over.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm going to make some clothes. I'm going to dress up my Sim.
First of all, we know they're not little.
But there were a lot of customization websites out there run by women who would, you know, make outfits for their Sims.
Oh, I see.
And there were a lot more women than there were guys.
I had no idea.
True.
Well, you know, apparently, according to marketing research, women make 70 to 75% of the buying decisions in the household. And I'm not talking about just games. I'm just talking about overall. Women make the vast majority of the buying decisions.
Somebody has to figure out what to put on them sandwiches.
Sandwiches, right.
Sandwiches,
and
right.
You'll eat what I bought and you'll like it. Right?
Shit.
I hope you like head cheese.
Oh.
Well, you're halfway there.
So cheese.
I like cheese.
Yeah. Anyway, the fact of the matter is, as the article points out, the movie industry doesn't make movies just for guys. Star Wars, and this I don't know if I necessarily agree with as much as they're saying it. Star Wars, the biggest film of all time until Titanic came along. Titanic became the biggest because women went to see it, and women went to see it multiple times, right? Just boys saw Star Wars multiple times. Well, I'm sure plenty of people saw Star Wars multiple times.
Yeah, yeah.
Because Star Wars...
I'm sure that's a decent generalization, though.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, Titanic was certainly directed more toward women.
Yeah.
I hated that movie,
I never saw it.
By the way.
I never
Good
saw
for
it.
You. Yeah. I'm proud of you.
Didn't. I saw enough clips and making ofs and interviews and that damn song.
Yeah.
Oh, God, I just wanted to put a bullet in her head.
Yeah, I know.
You didn't like Titanic?
I didn't see Titanic.
I didn't. No, I didn't love Titanic. I mean, it wasn't. I've seen worse movies than Titanic. Don't get me wrong.
Sure.
There's some duds out there, but Waterworld, for example. But
Ishtar.
Ishtar.
I am not a Leonardo DiCaprio fan, but I like Titanic, and I'd kill anybody to be with Kate Winslet.
Yeah,
that's a good point there. I bet she makes a mean sandwich.
But seriously, Ooh. and not mm-hmm. to give away the ending or anything, but and the boat
the ship sinks.
Damn you!
Can he just not get up on that piece of wood she's floating on? I mean, what's the problem? Oh, I can't get up. Oh, what?
It was
again?
Cold in their waters.
I mean, come on. Get up there. Easy. Move over, biatch. Make some room on the wood. God.
You're not bitter, are
no,
you?
No, not at all.
I'm not bitter!
Anyway, what were we talking about?
That therapy's kicking in.
Yeah.
Killed him again.
So basically, they're saying that Mr. Gardner, who the heck is Mr. Gardner? David Gardner is the chief operating officer for EA's Worldwide Studios, and he was speaking at a conference in Edinburgh, and that's where this whole topic came up. Mm. He basically says the industry needs to create some mega hits in the girl space. I'm sure a lot of guys would like to create some mega hits in the girl space.
I'd hit that.
Nice.
I didn't think it would be that
nice.
That was sweet. That was sweet.
I wasn't even going to go there. That was nice.
Well,
completely caught me by surprise.
What it comes down to, though, is what are they going to be making? I mean, I don't need to be patronized. I don't need to be talked down to.
What's that game where you just kind of roll along and it collects everything in its path and all, you know?
Katamari Damacy.
Katamari Damacy, yeah.
Yeah, that was huge.
Yeah,
it was like
huge.
One of those word of mouth kind of, dude, you got to play this weird ass game, you know, and
well,
it spread.
Well, generally, and you know, this is just research that I've heard over the years. I don't have, you know, a specific topic to, you know, a specific research article to point you to, but women generally like casual games better than, say, the intensive first-person shooters or role-playing games or whatever, because a lot of times women are, they're multitaskers. Mm. So, you know, while they're playing a game, they're also cooking dinner and they're doing the laundry and they're, you know,
so they like to hit the Bejeweled or the Word Wars or whatever.
Or even kinda, a little bit more.
Yeah, not even like puzzle games. But, you know, you can, like with Sims 2 or something like that. You
sure.
know, they're doing whatever they're doing as long as you keep them fed.
Right,
and,
right, right.
You know,
and
let them
you can stop it and put it, you know, it's
or
not
just
like
let them go, kind of.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. I personally prefer the role-playing games, but, you know, I don't play a lot of them, and it's partly for that reason because, you know, you get really wrapped up in it, and then it's like, but I haven't done the laundry in 3 weeks, so people are starting to notice the
then
smell.
Then you have a problem.
Yeah, exactly. So, I think it's just a matter of, you know, let the chips fall where they may. If you got a good idea, if it's a good game, it'll sell to somebody. So,
how's your game coming, Joel?
World of Joel?
Yeah.
Well, it's coming along just fine. You know, I'm still missing those one or two key investors to get us over the hump.
That angel money?
That's it. You know, and I mean, that a guaranteed return. Come on now. Somebody's got to show me some love out there.
Is it going to be girl-friendly?
Oh, man. Talk about mega hitting girl parts.
Wait a minute. Not girl parts. Girl friendly.
We're talking about whole zones of stuff like this.
All righty.
It's required to hit level 70. You got to hit it.
Okay. All right. You got to have girl parts. Is that what it is?
Well, kind of.
Okay.
I hate you people.
All righty. I know you do. You love us.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So enough of that junk. I mean, who cares about women?
What can you do with them the other 23 hours and 45 minutes out of the day?
That's a lot of sandwich time.
Yeah, really.
That's the time they expect you to cuddle. Just hold me and let's talk.
Meaningful dialogue.
Right.
Right.
Quality time.
Funk that.
Funk that. All
Better
right.
this, bitch.
I eat my sandwich. I'm down to pub.
Oh, the game's on. I gotta go. All righty. So tell us about
the TV.
recent Microsoft press conference, Joel. What was going on there? They had some Xbox 360 announcements, exclusives.
Yes. They're announcing this is going to be obviously a big year for the Xbox 360.
Oh, yeah.
A new thing that's coming out, piece of hardware, in just a couple of weeks is the camera for the 360.
So they're calling it the camera.
It's
you got to say it just like that, the camera.
Okay, I don't know what the hell they're calling it. It's a camera, okay? It's all the right, freaking...
Okay, dude.
Calm down. Camera. Calm down, Joel.
It's cool, brother. It's all good. It's a camera. I'm okay, down.
Okay. I got it.
Okay.
I'm not bitter!
That was awesome. We're totally leaving that in, Joel.
Of course. Okay, so the camera's coming out in mid-September. So now everybody's going to be playing Uno looking at penises.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
No question about it.
I don't get it.
You don't get it? You will.
If you're lucky.
Right.
Oh, God.
Tell me there's people are not going to be showing private parts.
Oh, I'm sure they
bodies.
Are. That's the first thing people will do. Are you kidding?
Strip Uno?
We're pretty much nothing. We're just barely evolved from monkeys, okay? So that's the first thing people will do with that.
I know my knuckles will still drag.
So some of us more evolved than others, but...
Yeah. Well. Derek just showed me he has an opposable thumb.
Two, actually.
Yeah, that's right. A new development.
It is brand new. What else with the Xbox 360?
Let's see. They have this new thing, Live Anywhere. It sounds to me like they're going to have almost like a cell phone kind of device, and you can find out if your friends are playing on their 360s while you're off at work. Now, why this you would care about this, I have absolutely no idea.
I read an article about this.
Well, please, brother, help a brother out. Come on.
It's pretty much what you just said. You can tell if anyone's online playing games while you're not. I don't understand. I don't understand why. It's like, shit, I got to go home. Like, I got to bail out of the office and be like, don't anybody log off yet? I'm on my way.
Oh, God.
Hey, boss, Derek just logged on. I'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah, exactly. I got to go, man. Oh, man.
That's, my bitch has just logged on, so.
Bitch. She's going to make me a sandwich.
She best get off the Xbox and make a sandwich.
See, that's what you can do. You can keep track of your bitches to make sure they're not playing on your 360 while you're out taking care of your business. You know what I'm saying?
My God.
Joel's
behave.
Joel's pimping. Dr. Love is on.
On, yeah. On something.
He's off the chain.
Right.
Get the net.
So, all right. Anyway,
awesome.
That's the big thing with the 360.
All right. So nothing. No, I'm just kidding. So cameras and Live Anywhere and
And
isn't there a free game? Oh, but that's going to be over by the time this podcast airs.
For 2 days. Yes.
Today and yesterday it was Texas.
If you can go. By the time you listen to this, if you can go back in time 3 days, you can play Texas Hold'em for free on Xbox 360.
I don't know why we don't have our own real-time radio show nationally syndicated on XM Radio. I just don't understand.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm talking about.
Get your people to talk to those people.
I will. You know what? I will.
Who's our people?
We have peeps somewhere.
It's just us.
Just the three of us shouting into the void. All righty. GameTap. Cracks 600 games.
Ooh,
they illegally cracked 600 games and put them. What?
Where's?
There are people that just love GameTap, but it's a bunch of really old games.
Some people like that stuff, though.
Well, I mean, I like old games, but every time I kind of get nostalgic for a game that I really liked, you know, 5 or 10 years ago, and I've got a couple of old computers that I keep sitting around just in case I want to play them. I'll boot them up, and then I'll realize, man, this game looks like crap.
Yeah, it's you remember these things fondly. It's like trying to watch reruns of Chips. It's just not a good show. It's just not a good show. Or the Dukes of Hazzard.
Did you just diss Chips?
I'm sorry. I did.
Now you're taking it personal.
Uh-oh. I'm in trouble.
You're done now.
Man, you don't mess with my boys there.
I'm staying out.
He's going to end me.
I'm staying out of it. I'm going to watch Knight Rider.
Oh, boy. I'd like to apologize to all the Chips fans out there
for
what I just said. I don't know how it offended you, but I'm sure it did. Go Punch and John. All right.
They'd want you to go make a sandwich.
Yeah, I'm sure they would. See, that's my problem. So what you're saying is they have all these older style games.
Yeah, they use a version of emulation. I mean, they've got old Commodore 64 games on there, an old PC, Sega Genesis, you know, all of them. And they have to use different types of emulation, I'm sure, for each.
Mm-hmm.
Which you can find the emulators and the games or the ROMs online free if you look hard enough anyway.
Yes, but that would be illegal, of course. So we cannot encourage anybody to do that.
Right.
No.
But it's very easy to do that. So why anybody would pay $10 a month for this, I don't know.
They're paying for the convenience of having it all right there and knowing that you are secure in the legalities of the whole thing.
That's right. You're a good little boy.
I barely believed any of that shit as I was saying it.
But
people sounded good.
People that have tried it like it, so if you're interested, you know, hey, give it a shot.
Right, and GameTap is one of those, the subscriber model, where you pay $9.99 a month and you don't get to keep the games. Oh,
right.
You can keep them for as long as you're paying the $9.99 a month. But
there you go.
Yeah. How does it check to make sure you have a subscription like that? Like it does, well, I assume,
to your computer.
Hit the website and
says, sure
you don't have a valid account.
Yeah.
You can, and then if not, it locks down the games?
Right,
or
I think so.
You're sure?
Very Windows
but I think so.
Very Windows genuine advantage-ish.
Mm. We know at TotalGaming.net. You buy the games, they're yours forever. And I mean,
no copy protection, ever.
Right, no copy protection. Which, of course, sounds idiotic, but in fact, people seem to like that, not having copy protection.
It's like Steam for cool people.
It is like Steam for cool people. And if you're a game developer, we are actually moving into the arena of game publishing here at Stardock, so... You know, by all means, if you've got a game, now it's got to be top quality game. We're not looking to, first of all, we can't fund any game developers. They actually have to be like we were.
World of Joel?
Yeah, World of Joel. So send that one on over.
We'll publish it, but we're not paying.
Absolutely. Which reminds me, I have a bet with our director of TotalGaming.net, Brian Clare. He says the PS3 is going to beat out the Wii. The PS3 will have the majority of the market share. And I said no, and we bet $1. On it. What do you think, Joel?
Let's hope Brian grows a brain pretty soon, huh?
Yeah! That's what I'm talking about.
Now he's going to kill me.
Ah, good. That's the plan.
I'm sure Brian's a great guy, but he's dumb, okay?
Because we have this story here about the PS3 shipment forecast. Apparently, they are not anywhere near. They made some claim that they were going to ship out 2 million units for their launch in November. There's almost no conceivable way that they can actually do that.
Didn't it just come out a couple days ago that they haven't even started manufacturing on these yet?
Yeah, that's what we hear. That's what we've heard. I mean, and there's all kinds of, like, I mean, with you think Apple has problems with their iPod sweatshops and, you know, forget it. The Sony stuff is going to be way worse. What they're saying in this article is that in the medium term, this would mean that it would take longer for Sony to recover its huge investment in PS3, and thus we are downgrading the stock, right? So the shares, the company shares
fell by 3.2%.
Fell by 3.2%.
That's a hefty chunk for stock to drop.
It is. It is. So what do you think about that, Joel?
Well, I mean, I can't say that it caught me by surprise. And yes, that is a huge chunk to drop in one at one time.
Mm. Yeah.
So it's certainly not a good thing. There's just... All due respect to Brian, who I'm sure is not dumb.
No, he's not. Just about this. He has a blind spot.
There's just no way. There is just no way Sony is going to maintain their market share with next generation.
Yeah.
Just not going to happen.
I don't know. What do our listeners think? Hop on when the show goes up, hop on the comments section at www.poweruser.tv and let us know what you think. Do you think the Wii or the PS3 will have the dominant market share? I'm just excluding the Xbox 360 altogether.
Because it's already out.
It's already out. It's had a year advance, you know. So it's not quite the same thing. But, I mean, when they changed the name to Wii, I was like, Wii, that's the stupidest thing I've ever heard. And since then, I'm like, you know what? They rock. I love them.
Yeah.
I love Nintendo.
And for all you listeners out there, you bitches better be agreeing with me.
Yes.
That's all I'm saying.
You look out for Joel. Dr. Love is getting mad.
That's right.
Yeah. All right. I think that's our show. Do we have any announcements or anything that we need to, any shout outs we need to?
We mentioned Hoagland.
Hoagland, we did. Just a reminder, Paul Boyer and Carrie Beagle of Stardock will be at Dragon Con in Atlanta this week. So if you're at Dragon Con, look us up somewhere. I don't know where, but look us up.
We'll be floating around.
Yeah, we'll be floating around. We'll actually, we have, you know, 4 scheduled lectures. So, or not lectures so much as, you know, panels where people can ask questions about how to get in the game industry and how to become an artist.
So Paul's speaking
artist
again. And Carrie speaking?
Carrie is speaking, okay. Yes. So at 2 of them, I think they're talking about, you know, how the game got made and everything.
Right.
So, yeah, if you're down there, which I suppose there is some infinitesimally small possibility that some listener might be down there, come and check us out and introduce yourself. And I think that's everything we have for this week.
Pretty much.
Two quick shout-outs.
You betcha.
One to SDC Guest, that's my boy.
All right, SDC Guest.
Yeah, and the other is to Cordelia. Yeah, I don't know who that is, but Cordelia. Who?
That's Cordzilla to you.
Oh, that's you.
And next to me is Mecha Wish X here.
Yeah, well, I got to say, where the hell did this Wish X come from?
Oh, that's the age-old question.
Yeah, that's an old story.
Yeah, you want to tell it?
I can,
yeah,
I suppose.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
You got 2 minutes. Go.
Joper.
Yeah.
Should I play my harmonica while we're
yes,
doing this?
Yeah, go ahead. It's a sad story.
Yeah. No, when I lived in Florida back in, was it 91, 92, I had this black ball cap that I always wore, mm-hmm. like everywhere, all the time. You know, I had like long, like Jesus hair and a full beard and this ball cap all the time, you know. And people said that I wore it so much that it was like the mystical, magical hat that I couldn't be without it, you know. If you just rub it lightly, just one time and make a wish, it'll come true.
That's funny. That's just,
yeah.
Yeah. So wish and the X came from?
Yeah, right. Because wish is a common, you know, mm-hmm. dictionary word.
Oh, right,
so
right.
You're trying to get an email address or,
an
instant messenger name or whatever. So I just threw an X on the end, you know,
oh,
like
good.
Malcolm X or whatever.
Yeah. Wish X.
Yeah. And I've had it since.
Wow, isn't it funny how those things come about?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Paul and I were talking about that earlier with Mormagil.
Yeah, Paul's online handle is Mormagil, and that's from a Tolkien book, mm-hmm. a character in a Tolkien book.
Which he said, like, before the internet.
Yes.
And I can relate to that because I was on BBSs at the time, and that's where Wish...
Wish X came into being.
Well, it was Wish then, but, you know, as the internet grew and you had, you know, literally thousands of millions of people.
Yeah, I hear you. Cordelia is actually the name of a favorite character... in a book, Lois McMaster Bujold book, Shards of Honor. And
honor.
So it has nothing to do... Yeah, honor. It has actually nothing to do with Buffy the Vampire Slayer. A lot of people ask me that. Mm. But it was just one of those random things. I had to pick a name that day because I was creating a blog on Joe User. And there it was.
There it was.
I was like, I like this character a lot. So
now, Joel's is Simpilot, which I did ask about one day, and it's kind of a shout-out to your dad, who was also a pilot.
Yeah, he's a retired pilot.
Okay.
Retired Delta pilot.
Mm-hmm. So. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And you also like flight simulation games, right?
Well, back when they used to make them.
Yes.
I liked flight sim. Yeah. They don't make those games anymore.
Not so much, huh?
Not so much.
Right. No.
But there are only 10 people who bought them, so.
You and 9 others, yeah.
What's the problem?
Yeah, I don't know. So there we go. That's a little piece of all of us for all of you. So
little
that's
piece
very
of heaven.
Nice. A little piece of heaven.
Now you know.
Yeah, now the more you know. So that's our show for this week. Thanks for listening, everyone. This podcast was brought to you by neowin.net, wincustomize.com, and quarter2three.com. Support us by subscribing to us on iTunes, Podnova, Odeo.com, and podcast.yahoo.com. And look for us every week at www.poweruser.tv.
This is the part where I turn up the music.
Derek, are you bitter?
I'm not bitter!